Blog Talk Radio.
You are now live.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Boys. Yeah.
To the Midwest, hanging out with them boys from Indiana, Illinois, Chicago. And I just wanted to give a thanks to all the people from out there, man. The hospitality was amazing. You know, got to go to Chicago Friday night, hang out down there with the Soldier Field. You know, went bowling with Matt McGloin, Willie Dogg, Bookie, Jay Barnes, John Four. Man, it was Tate the Great. Man, we had a ball out there. You know, last weekend, man, you know, boys, instead of grudge racing, they was grudge bowling. You know, they was bowling eight or better, 20 a roll. So, man, we had a good time out there. Biz showed, you know, had a good time out there with Biz. Can't wait to get back. You know, I think in the crowd, over 2,000 people, and I know they had well over 100 cars, man. It was just, it was awesome racing all day. I made me some money off the Wizard. So everything, you know, everything went good last week, man. But, you know, I'm back. And, you know, this weekend, you know, they got a race down in Valdosta with my boy Ronnie Brown. He's doing his race down there, the middleweights, where, you know, you got the Bad Storm out of Carolina taking on the Jolly Rancher, which this is like a race that, I mean, this is one of those races where they could race the best out of 10. And, you know, it's just because these guys will race. I mean, no disrespect to anybody else out there, but y'all know these guys race damn near every week, and they, you know, they going into battle again. I think, I don't know if this is round two, round three, round four, round five, but the boys are going at it again down at Ronnie Brown's middleweight race. They are locked in on five. I think it's five on 25 or better. They are locked in, and from what I heard, the Florida boys are going to be in the house. T5, Big Low, and I think Eric Kenwood is bringing out his small block G-body this weekend. So if y'all headed down, if y'all in the Georgia area or y'all want to head down, go check out Ronnie Brown this week for his middleweight race down in Valdosta at SGMP. Also, you got Brock, yes, Brock Faircloth with the Green Goblin. He's having a race locked and loaded down there at Outer Banks, and him and Weeby Cooper are going into battle down there, and he's got a shootout down there. I think it's a 10-5 outlaw shootout he's having down there at the Outer Banks. So, you know, you got a lot of action going on this weekend, and, you know, sad to say I can't really get to any of them because this weekend, man, I'm just getting over that 13-hour drive from last week, but I think I'm going to be headed out to the PDRA this weekend to hang out with David Hance and Scotty G, kick back for a little bit, drink a little bit, and, you know, maybe a little smoke a little bit. So, you know, I'm going to be out Dinwiddie this weekend. I mean, you know, I wish I could get out to Valdosta and get out to Outer Banks, but I wish the guys luck with their show. And first question, who are you riding with in this rematch between the Bad Storm and the Jolly Rancher? I want everybody, I don't want anybody to hold their mic closed tonight because everybody gets to speak. If you like the Rancher, you can click one, say you like the Rancher. If you like the Bad Storm, tell me, hey, you like the Bad Storm. I mean, these two cars right now are two of the baddest cast intake, one carb nitrous cars around, and they racing. So, hey, click that one button and tell me who the fuck you like, because, hey, all you can do is tell me. I mean, it's a free country. I mean, let's see what's going on. I got one mic I'm opening up now, 240-434-2987. Your mic is open, sir.
Oh, shit, that's the phone. JB, I'm going to make it short and sweet. I'm going with the Jolly, I'm going with the Bad Storm.
Yo, who we got? Who is this?
This Danny, man. I'm from Southern Maryland, man. I'm just going with the Bad Storm, man, because I like this man. He talks the talk. I want to see if he can walk the walk, but I'm going with the Bad Storm. I think he can pull it out.
So you're going with the Storm. There we go. We got one for the Storm. We got 1-0, so you go up with the Storm. Are you, is this, you thinking this going to be a fender race or a gap, or you thinking first man lead the tree going to take the light?
I'm talking 6 inches.
Okay, 6 inches. I feel you, so you riding with the Bad Storm. I hear that. So, yeah, the boy Josh Jones, yeah, that's my homeboy. He talks some shit, but he damn sure like to back it up. So, hey, they going in the battle Saturday down at Valdosta, so... Hey, man, yeah, this is Damien. This is Somerville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah. What's going on?
What's going on, JB? I can't wait to see what next Saturday is going to be like.
Man, I'm going to tell you, Larry T, August 2nd, is going to be scary. I just was talking to Larry today, and, man, I don't, you know, I can't wait. I really can't because I think I might just take off Friday. And, you know, I wanted to get up to Maryland anyway, do a little bit at that live casino. So I might just leave Friday, go down there Friday, and then, you know, just hang down there for the weekend. So, and then Carlos Wells is having his birthday party, I think, Saturday night. So, yeah, I might just have to make that a weekend thing, man. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's gonna be a big one, man. It's going to be a big one.
Hey.
Yo.
What Tony Wright look like, man?
Oh, yeah. What, you talking about the corner car or you talking about the Baby Hitler? Which car are you talking about? You talking about his pro mod or his, you talking about his back half? I mean, you talking about his 29 car?
I'm talking about the one he running Sniper in.
Yeah, and it ain't no slouch. It ain't no slouch. That, you know, from what I know, that's the only car from last year to put a spot on Cold Killer's record. So, you know, it ain't like it's just some car that, you know, it's just any car with 29s. You're talking about the only car that knocked off the Great White last year. So this is, I mean, Sniper going to battle with a nice one, but, you know, I just think, you know, Sniper, there's a reason Sniper wanted to run that car. And, I mean, I don't think he would want to run Tony Wright if he didn't think he could sit there or at least have a chance to. So I think it's going to be a good one, man. I like Sniper's new car. I've seen some pictures of it. And, you know, I know he's probably getting out this weekend to do some testing. So hope all goes well.
Hey, it's JB.
Yo.
This is Charles, his brother. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, homie? Hey, I seen a lot of talk about another big race. There's been a lot of ranting and raving going on this week on Facebook about it, man.
What's this big race? What you talking about?
Between the Horseman and Scoop.
Oh, yeah. You ain't... Yeah, August 2nd. Scoop versus the Horseman versus the Enforcer. That's no rant. That's a race, you know. Scoop versus Kenny Beecham.
Hey, JB, I mean, the race could go either way. It depends on who leads the tree first, I think, man.
Yeah, that's going to be – you right, because that's – you know what? These two cars are both of them are beautiful cars. And in that type of racing – you know, all of them are so close together that one's going to be one that I guarantee you, when everybody go to walk up to the cars, they got during the starting line going to look like 3 before 11 at the club, because everybody going to be betting. And that's just straight up. I mean, you know, I think they Mike Hill put a post on there yesterday that went, like, viral in a second. So, I mean, you know, the boys, this is going to be – you know, hopefully the back half world will get back to where it used to be. Because I remember back in the day, you could go to a back half race and it would have 20 cars, 15 to 20 cars. Now you go to a back half race, you might see 4 to 6. So with racing like this, hopefully the guys will get back to, you know, I ain't going to say all, you know, we need to see more shootouts, but the back half world need to come back, man. Because, I mean, I miss back half racing. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a supporter. I like my 28s and 29s. I'm a 28-29 guy for, you know, really. But I love my back halves, man. And I think it's going August 2nd, Larry T is going to be a good one. I can't wait. You know, I talk to Larry at least twice a week. And, you know, I told him I'd help him out with his event and do whatever. You know, that's the hometown. So, you know, I can't wait to get out there and, you know, show some support and have a good time, man.
Hey, JB, speaking of 28 and 29s, man, is Goldie coming?
Goldie is, I talked to Cedric, let's see, last week on through messaging. I don't know if he's coming the second, but I know, you know, Larry T has another race at the end of August. And I know that I think all of them are coming at the end of August. But I know if Goldie come, I already know a question you asking. If Goldie come, I already know. See, that's just intuition. You want to see Goldie versus Ugly. Am I lying?
Yeah, speak.
Yeah, you want to see Goldie versus Ugly. And I talked to Justin. Justin might even be on here. And I'd like to see it. I would love to see it. And who would I put my money on? I'm going to put my money on that silver bitch, you know. That's just where my money will go. So
you already know. You already know.
So, you know, I mean, I think if both of them in the house August 2nd, it could happen.
Hey, JB, who you got between Scoot and Enforcer?
I got to go with the home team, man. That's one thing about me. You know, I'm a home team guy, and for one thing, me and Kenny, you know, Kenny will tell you, get on here and tell yourself, me and Kenny, I know Kenny Beecham, I'm 32. I was 17, 16 when I knew Kenny back when he had the Chevelle in the street, so I got to go with the home team, man. I just, You know, I see Kenny's car is getting there. It's riding. And I know Scoot riding. That ain't no just, that ain't no walk in the park, but I'm going to ride with the home team on that one and, you know, try to make a little money on that one. But, yeah, I'm going with Kenny Beach.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. H-A-B, I got another question. I don't know. For a street car, would you say mufflers and tags are a requirement besides starting it up and driving it up to the starting line or driving it there?
Hey, that's a good question because I'm going to tell you, man, I wish I could get Matt McGloin on here, the driver of Willie Dog Smokey Car, because, man, we saw, I'm going to be honest with you, when we were in Indiana, we saw one of the baddest, and I'm going to have to get Matt on here a little later, but we saw one of the baddest true street cars I've ever seen make a pass. When I tell you, Damien, I mean, I'm talking about a Mustang with tags, full exhaust out the back, a little six-point cage, a stock dash, stock seats, stock hood. It was a turbo car, but I guarantee you it could run in the shootouts. It wouldn't be a heavy hitter in the shootout, but when I say shootouts, it could probably run with basically the small block cars that are in the small block shootouts. He was getting it.
Damn. Hey,
so I mean, but
go ahead.
Would you say, huh?
I said go ahead.
Yeah, but like you say, I mean, now this what kills me. I'm going to tell you straight up. If a guy say he has a street car and you at the track, and this, listen to me good now. If you at the track and you got a street car, should you have to tow it from the lane to the pit?
No.
Okay.
No, you got to start it up and drive it.
Because, man, I saw something, let's see, this weekend down in Indiana, guy was, oh, man, I got a street car, man. This thing, no cage, 23 degree, this, that. And, you know, I'm like, all right, well, I can't wait to see it run. And then all of a sudden I see his old lady pulling the cart with the car behind it. I'm like, yo, he just told me that thing was a pump gas car. And, you know, a street car, and he pulling it with the golf cart. But, see, that's, you know, everybody's got their own thing, man. I just can't, I'm going to be honest with you, I can't see pulling a street car to the staging lane. I just, that's me, and, I mean, you know, maybe I'm wrong for saying that, but if I had a street car, I wouldn't even try to claim my car was a street car if I got to pull it.
Hold on.
Hey, hold tight. We got the mic open. We got some static in 804-721-8042. You got a little static. 757-373-0424. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? All right, 804-721-8042. Your mic is open.
JB, I'm going with the Jolly Rancher.
Who we got first of all?
John Richardson, man, out of Petersburg, Virginia. I'm going with
John? What's going on? You going with the rancher, huh?
Yeah, I'm going with the Dollar Rancher.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like I said, man, everybody. Hey, huh?
The only reason I'm going with the Dollar Rancher is because I like his paint job.
Okay. So you going with the? You betting with the? You betting with him because of the paint job?
Yeah, you know. A lot of guys
on
here got a lot of excuses
for
paint jobs and shit, so I'm going with
Dollar Rancher
on the paint.
Okay, I hear you. So you're going with him on the paint. I ain't mad at you. Hold on, let me see who. I think somebody got their mic open. And 757, are you trying to say something? Oh, he dropped. But yeah, I agree with you. The Jolly Rancher is a nice-looking car. I got to see in and out of it pretty closely this weekend. And, you know, the car, very nice car. Not going to take anything from it. And I will give him credit. Big Dave and the Taliban crew, they do race basically, I will have to say, every week. It doesn't matter if it's a small block shootout, if it's a, you know, just a 28 shootout, or if it's grudge racing. They do race, and they race right often. I mean, they didn't get grudge, you know, they didn't get 28-inch. I think they did. What did they get last year? They got grudge race of the year on 28s or small block. So, I mean, they didn't get that from not racing. So, you know what I'm saying? The car race.
Hey, JB, I got another question for you, too, man.
What's that?
Now, I was on last Thursday, and I caught the conversation between running bad, hell yeah, which seems to be a sensitive, which seems to be a real sensitive topic these days. But my personal, I want to know what the opinion of a lot of guys is if they do run it out the back door. Who they think will take the race?
So what you're asking is you're wondering why they want to now go out the back door.
If they run again, hell yeah, say he wanted to go out the back door.
So you want to know who I like going out the back door?
Yeah, who you like going out the back door?
Out the back door, I'm a ride with the bell.
I'm taking hell yeah with space.
Easy space. In the space.
Yeah. I'm taking it with space.
Okay. Yeah, they should. I mean, they should be going. They going. I think they're going to go at it again. So, yeah, you know, I think.
So.
Yeah, they going out the back door this time. And Mr. Running Bell, would you like to say something about that, sir?
Tell him he's going to lose his money.
Oh, so tell Mr. Richardson he's going to lose his money.
Oh, no. Nah. I ain't going to lose it.
Is that John?
John,
yeah.
Yep, that's John. Okay.
John, let me tell you, you're going to lose your money.
Think so.
I know so.
I don't think so, man.
Okay, well, bring me something. That would happen. Bring me something.
I will.
What is the noise?
I had to mute that. That's muted. Somebody
okay,
sounds like they're getting
somebody shaving in the phone.
Hey, John.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know JC and Mike Wyatt just got finished tuning all my car, don't you?
He said JC and Mike Wyatt just got finished tuning.
Yeah. See, what a lot of people don't know, is when I ran Hell Yeah the last time, I had some problems, and I didn't broadcast that, you know, but ain't no problem
Bone
now.
Bone getter.
You got lucky, you punk-ass motherfucker. I'm going to run on top of your ass when I get over by you. I heard him in there. No, he in there.
I'm
going to
run over choppy.
Who is that speaking?
You know who it is.
Hey, JB, that's Running Bad's new best friend, man.
Who is that?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, that's who it is. I know his voice. Hey, if that bitch was 100 miles away, I know his voice. He ain't got to say with one word.
Hey, look, JB, see how much they talk to each other? They know each other's voice on the phone. See? I told you that's his new best friend. Hey, hell yeah, you might as well become an honorary member of NASCAR. They won't let us in because we run a small block too.
We'll let you in. We need a few more members anyway, because ain't but two of us been handling things. We got three now. But I hope we can get another one for the year.
Hey, fellas, let me open this mic. 301-418-1925. All right, here go another one. this person shouldn't be no he's not. This person is not quiet at all. 336-260-6800. Is this Mr. Jones with the storm?
That's who I thought it was.
What's happening, y'all? What's that?
What's going on?
Shit, not much, man. Sitting around.
But
this weekend. Ronnie Brown, you know, he's going to have that hell of a show down there this weekend in Valdosta. Tony Wright locked in with 901. Lil Rick locked in with 901. Candy Cane.
Yeah, what up?
We locked in with Jolly Rancher. And we locked in with Bigfoot out of Florida. Then you got the Southern Assassins and the White Boys locked in. Then you got the 5,000 shootout. You know, the little middleweights are going to be in there like grown folks, you know. Let them little guys eat, you know what I'm saying? It's all right to let them little guys get in there and try to win them some money every now and then. Everybody know you can't pull in there and run lethal weapon and shit like that. With, you know, people act like it all of us the same, but, you know, people know who a heavyweight is and people know who ain't a heavyweight. And this is for them little guys that, you know, like to get in there and go and feel like they got a chance in which they doing a race like that. But it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be a good race. And I'm going to gap that motherfucker. I can tell you that right now. I'm going to blow his goddamn ass all the way the fuck out. When I air lift this goddamn ass, that's what y'all going to be talking about on this motherfucker next Thursday. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I don't know, but Bad Storm, that motherfucker devastated motherfucking South Georgia.
Who are you running first?
We'll probably run Bigfoot first because we and Jolly ran to the main event, so we're going to probably do that race probably around about 10:30. Something like that right there. I'm going to put them goddamn needles in his goddamn ass.
So you running Bigfoot. What kind of, now, which car is Bigfoot running?
That's a Mustang, a small block Mustang with no balls on.
So you that's what you call a grudge racer. You locked in not with one race, but you locked in with two. And there's a chance that you probably will get three or four.
I mean, man, when you go to a race, man, Bad Storm, we don't run no fucking shootouts. We don't go to run no shootouts. We ain't never been in no shootouts. We're going to pick a motherfucker out of the crowd, and we're going to shake that motherfucker. He's going to shake me once. I'm going to find me a man, and I'm going to get on his ass.
Oh, have mercy.
And if we're in that race, I'm going to go to the next and ask him what he want to do. But everybody ain't scared, though. You know, it's all gambling, man. It is what it is, you know. When them cars pull in there, I don't give a fuck if you got a street car running a Pro Mod. When they pull in there on them lights, them bitches sit 50-50. Anything can happen. Ain't no race guaranteed no win.
You damn sure right about that. Lord, have mercy. So, yeah, we had some people.
Jolly Rancher. Hey, Jolly Rancher. Shit, I got a whole goddamn ball of Jolly Rancher right here. I've been eating them son bitches all week. That's all I've been eating. I've been eating them son bitches for, I've been eating them motherfuckers for breakfast, lunch, and supper. I got every kind of goddamn color in this motherfucker you can think of. That's all I've been eating all week. So,
damn,
you know what that means?
Yeah, so all you've been doing is eating Jolly Ranchers.
Sunday. But the thing is about it, Sunday, I'm going to goddamn be eating filet mignon.
So 5:025, and so after you knock off the Bigfoot, the main event is you and the Jolly Rancher, and who else? Now I know you. See, this is the thing I like about you. You won't sugarcoat nothing. Who else can get that ass blowed out this weekend if they're there? Go ahead and tell us who else.
Oh, they already know. They already know. They bring that motherfucking Cutlass in that bitch. Motherfucking that Florida boy. I done threatened that bitch. They better not bring that Cutlass in there. The fucking owner calls me every fucking night on the phone and wants to talk about all this and that. And that motherfucker had the nerve to tell me, and he said, I can look at your car and tell you, goddammit, y'all ain't spending enough money.
I said, so what you saying? That's a piece of shit? He said, yeah. That's all he had to say. That motherfucker, he better not bring that goddamn cutlass in the gates, goddamn. I hope he on his goddamn ass. I don't give a fuck about that cutlass. And if anybody, I don't give a fuck about nobody in there that's single carburetor on 28 small block. And ain't gonna give a fuck about a couple big blocks in there. Shit, I'm going to race.
So if anybody that you see that you want to get a piece of, you liable to take a chance.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest with you now. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I ain't gonna be funny about it. I'm gonna concentrate on that one motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you I'm gonna blow his goddamn ass out so much, man. I'm telling you. Like, I ain't even gonna do him like Kenny Beeson. See, Kenny Beeson, man, I just put the head in Kenny. I didn't even sink it in on him. I'm telling you, I ain't even sink it in on him. I just put the head in, and he don't believe that. But when he brings his ass back again, I'm gonna sink in his ass the same way I'm gonna do Jolly Rancher. I'm gonna put all 10 in him. I'm telling you, I'm gonna lay it all the way down in him. He's gonna start cutting. It's gonna be hitting his goddamn tonsils. I'm telling you. I ain't gonna give a damn about no fucking small block there on 28 single carburetor. I ain't gonna give a damn about it. They got fucking action. They wanna stay over, because when I blow fucking Jolly Rancher's ass out, I'm telling you, if the Dewey fail and the track is still there, goddamn it, we can race till the sun comes up. I don't give a fuck. But when I beat him, though, ain't nobody gonna come like that. I can tell you that now, so I ain't gonna have them problems. When I blew his ass out, ain't gonna have no problems like that. But them bitches gonna be so goddamn far up in the trailer, they already gonna have the fucking cars loaded. Them bitches gonna be firing up out there, because they already know where it's gonna be. I can tell you this, I ain't been quiet, goddamn it, for 2 weeks, goddamn it. I can tell you, I'm gonna blow this motherfucker asshole out. He gonna get his ass blowed out tonight, though.
I can't wait to hear the outcome of that one. Lord have mercy.
And I just got a text. They damn shit. It ain't raining. They gonna race.
I just got a text too. They gonna race. So I'm gonna tell you, I like the Wizard. So I mean, hey, you know, that's just me. I like the Wizard tonight. So if anybody, you know, they haven't raced yet. If anybody wanna PM me on a little PayPal action shit, I could use a little bit. So if anybody
his head up from 3/8 mile. Jamie driving and Chick driving. Jolly Rancher against the Wizard. Ain't no giving nothing, ain't nothing. That's head up. Small block, 28 for 28.
Running Bear, tell me who you said this weekend, the Bad Storm and the Jolly Rancher are going for another round. Who you like?
I'm going to tell you. Give me the Bad Storm. I'm going to tell you why. Because he walked the walk and he talked the talk, too.
And she don't.
I got that running fire. I got that. My man. That's
and
my
don't.
Man, Ronnie Brown. I'm telling you. You already know what it is.
Oh, yeah, I already know what it is. Ronnie Brown got some shit going on this week, and I'm going to tell you now. Hey, anybody on here, I just got a text from the Riddler crew with the Nova. They are going to be at MIR August 2nd looking for a stock suspension car on one gun, small block, looking for that action. 28 for 275. He said pick your poison. August 2nd, y'all can dance. So if anybody want to get in here tonight, and they looking looking for a little action. Richard Harris and Jimmy Riddle said the Riddler is she out of the stable and she ready to go to somebody ass August 2nd. So if anybody, you know, if anybody got a set of nuts between their legs and they on one kit, 28,275 on nitrous, y'all can push that one button and, you know, y'all can get some in. But, you know, if you ain't, you know, y'all can lay, hey, like Josh said, y'all can lay on the fence. But, you know, them boys trying to get a little action August 2nd at MIR. So, you know, if anybody is looking to play, y'all in there. You know, the one button is, you can touch the one button anyway. But anybody else that likes the Jolly Rancher, please call in because side bets are being taken on No Time page as we speak. So if you like the Jolly Rancher against the Bad Storm or if you like the Bad Storm, speak your piece because on the No Time page, the boys are PayPal betting as we speak. So, you know, the races is going on this weekend. All you got to do is get your ass to the track. I mean, I talked to Ronnie Brown.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. See, I ain't even being funny. And I ain't being, I hope nobody take this in the wrong way because it ain't like this. But I can tell you right now, I hope nobody call in and say they like Bad Storm. I hope everybody call in. God damn it, most Jolly Rangers. Because you know what? Next week, I'm going to take over the goddamn world. To all y'all, hey, I'm going to be able to talk shit to all y'all bitches. Every one of y'all. Be able to talk shit to everybody. You know what? I'm going to be on top of that motherfucker. I can promise you that now. That's a fact, Jack. As Ty says, that's a fact, Jack.
So you don't pray for somebody to call in and say they want Bad Storm, because I can tell you that now, next week.
I'm going to say, hey, ain't nobody going to hold no radio show next week. They going to know who Bad Storm is in California.
Lord. So here we go. Somebody that stepped up, I guess they're going to speak their piece. 757-630-3408. Do you like the Jolly Rancher or the Bad Storm?
Jolly all day, baby.
All right, so who we got? Who is this?
This is Top Notch. Jolly Rancher going to go to their ass again.
Are you ready for September 13th, sir? You ready for September 13th, sir?
JV, this is like their worst nightmare. They ain't want to hear me call in.
You ain't my worst nightmare. You ain't nobody to me, sir. You are nobody to me. You're sure not a factor.
Yeah, I take Jolly Rancher. I think they're going to go to him again.
Okay.
You got an opinion just like everybody else. Hey, I like your style. I'm glad you like that. Because you know what? You're a fucking D-friend of me next week. I like that.
I hear you, man. It's been a good race.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me let the world hear this right here. Y'all hear this dude on the other end of the phone right now. Hear this now. When I blow his fucking hero to prison, he don't even know who this motherfucker is. All he knows is this Jolly Rancher. He don't know now something on the crew. I'm telling you this now. When I blow his fucking hero's ass out Saturday, I'll bet you right now he always hollering he won't run a Bad Storm. He ain't gonna have no kind of problem.
We'll see.
I already know. You can't tell me. You got files on your hands. I done told you. I done put an offspring of Bad Storm on your ass. That's an offspring. That's Junior. That's a street car. We drive that summer jump down the street. We're going to tag your ass up with that. Only one fucking plate. I'm going to tag your motherfucking ass up September 13th. I promise you. If you're at the track, it's already locked in 5 on 25 or better. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to lift your ass. They're going to have to sit the ambulance at the end of the track because I'm going to blow your ass over all the way out.
Well, I tell you what, everybody's got a mouth and they can talk, but you got to prove it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you just get that. Hey, you get all the tests. I don't want you to graduate nobody between now and then. I want you to test that mom and get that summit on kill. You hear me? Get that bitch all the way on kill, because I don't want you to have no excuses. No ties on and everything.
She's going to be right. She's going to be ready.
I'll stay ready.
You don't have to worry.
I'll stay ready.
Boy,
I'll tell you what. I'll stay so fucking ready. What you going to do next Wednesday night, next Thursday night, whenever a track is open near you, I'll meet you halfway, you find a track. I'll tell your ass up next week. You don't even have to wait. You don't even have to wait to September 13th. I tell your ass over Bass Farm next week, and then September 13th, you can just send my money down the road to that $500 pocket money. Cause I know you ain't gonna run. Hey, you ain't gonna run no Foster Junior. Cause I'm gonna airlift your ass so bad with Bass Farm if you lock in. Shit, man, you gonna be pulling overtime, man.
We'll see. I tell you what,
matter of fact, I like you. I need a garage built. Matter of fact, I like you. I'm gonna race you all you want, goddamn
race.
I'm gonna get you to build me a garage for free.
Yeah. Well, like I said, everybody can talk. This guy's pretty good talking. I'm gonna tell you right now, you better be on your A game. That's
look,
all I'm
going to
tell you.
Hey, I'll run you and be on my
EJ. I will bet you personally $500 that whoever's in that car gets their head chopped clean off. How about that?
Hey, look, I'm betting on the W.
How about that?
I'm betting on the W.
I'm going to tell you right now. I can tell you right now, I'm leaving fucking home first, so you better stay out front.
Hey. Man,
if you ain't out front, you ain't getting by.
Hey, I'll take Bad Storm and run you in reverse.
I tell you what, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens this weekend after y'all get y'all's asshole blown out, and then you'll be defriending my ass.
Hey, I can tell you right now. I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm gonna let you have the floor. I ain't gonna say nothing else. Like I said, I'll be eating filet mignon on Sunday.
Filet mignon.
And lobster tail.
I hear you. It's all fun and games, man.
Weeby Cooper, who do you like, Jolly Rancher and the Bad Storm? And also, hold your thoughts, who do you like between the Top Notch in Junior, September 13th.
I like Bad Storm, and I like Top Notch.
Okay. So you like Bad Storm this weekend and Top Notch on the 13th?
Yep.
Okay. I respect that, because that's your, hey, everybody got how they feel, and I respect you for saying that, because that's, hey, if that's how you feel, and that's who you gonna ride with, then that's some real shit right there, Weeby. But this weekend, is Brock gonna blow that ass out, or you gonna blow Brock ass out?
He ain't blowing nothing. I guarantee anything can happen in racing, but I got a different setup, so it is what it is. But it's gonna be a good one, I guarantee it.
Well, look, we got some North Carolina people in here. Let me open this mic. Let's see who they riding with, Bad Storm or the Jolly Rancher or Brock or Weeby. 336-825-1773. Who am I speaking with?
The Black Mamba.
Oh, shit. All right, I like this. So I'm going to give it to you the scenario. Bad Storm, Jolly Rancher, who you like?
The home team.
Home team, all right. Bad Storm with the junior car versus Top Notch September 13th.
The home team, and after Josh get done with it, I wonder if I can get some of it.
Oh, hey, Top Notch. The Mamba said he want a little piece.
Is that right? Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Son of a bitch. God damn.
What do you, I can't tell you that I'm not going to run you, but we'll be there. So I mean,
that's no problem.
Anything's possible. If the money's right and we're still and everything's working, the car's still
I won't
running.
Be hard to find. I had a little ugly, slow black truck. I won't be hard to find.
Hey, Pop, no. Hey, how do you sit? You got a small block on stage?
Who?
The Black Mamba.
I got a small block on 28.
So you got two jobs.
Man, you so goddamn scared, man. Man, let me tell you something. Man, you scared to death of this goddamn S10. This motherfucker looks like he goddamn... Mm-hmm.
Hey, hold on, wait. And he said he wanted to bet on the tree? I like that. I do that.
Okay. I bet anybody on the tree. It don't matter. It don't make a difference who it is.
Top notch.
Man, you want to run this goddamn truck, man. You goddamn crying. Man, I'm going to get your goddamn ass.
Top notch, you
gonna
said you represent
me?
The V,
how
man.
How much you
want
to bet? You want to gap me? Bet a
man,
thousand.
I'll probably bet you $1,000 on the gap, man.
You want to bet $1,000 on that?
Yeah, I'll probably bet you $1,000 on the gap, man.
I'll personally bet you $1,000 you don't gap shit, and I'll cut his fucking head off. That's 1,500 stuff right there.
Oh, shit. But you'll bet me $1,000 on the gap, but you won't knock this fucking man in right here. And you know what? I ain't trying to be funny. He likes to race for what you like to race for. He ain't
hey,
right.
You
he likes to, hey, that man will race you. Why are you scared of him?
I don't know this dude from Adam. I'm not gonna run the gap.
I can tell you right now, when I get to the track and shake this motherfucker down, I'll bet on the gap.
We'll see that.
I just want to make sure you get to the track that day. I'm going to have a parking spot right beside of me. I'm going to have something roped off in VIP just so you can walk beside of me.
I'm going to park the truck right behind the motherfucker.
God, I need that shit talking.
The talk is one thing. I told him another day.
I said, look. I said, man, let me tell you something. I said, look. All you got to do is come that day. I'm gonna goddamn have a personal parking spot right beside of me. That day you can park right beside of me. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Cause after I take your goddamn money, I'm gonna still be your friend. Cause after I take your goddamn money, we ain't gonna wanna run nigga more. You probably gonna roll that something and tell me, but I ain't gonna want you to. I'm gonna want you to hang out for the rest of the day. But goddamn it, you got to make that promise if I race you. After I blow your goddamn ass out, you can't leave, man. You got to stay the whole fucking day till we close.
You got to park beside of me.
I'm going to have a VIP parking right beside of me for you to park in.
Hey, I tell you what, man, you talk a good game, but when we get at the track, I hope you're talking back to what you're doing right now on the phone. That's
man.
All I got to tell you.
Man, hey, check this out. Man,
I'm
do you want to fucking lock in?
After
do
I
you
make a shakedown, you ain't
in.
Gapping shit.
Do you know, I'll tell you what we'll do. Hold on a minute. I'll tell you what we'll do right now. Since you're talking about I won't gap you. JB, you the DP man. You already the DP man on the race. I tell you what we'll do. We'll take that fucking lock up right there. That's $500 on $25 we already got locked in. We'll take that motherfucking lock up and flip right over on Bad Storm, the one you say that you really want to race anyway, and don't say goddamn nothing. I ain't unstrapping nothing. Goddamn it, I'm small block on 28s just like you. I don't give a fuck if you got one gun or two guns. We'll flip that race right over on the Bad Storm, and I promise you, we can bet fucking two on the gap. Now, motherfucker, you want to flip that race over? Do you want to flip the fucking race over? I'll bet you on the fucking gap. You let me pick which car to fucking run you with.
You better be going real fast.
Do you
want
to flip the race over or not, sir? What do you want to do? Do you want to flip the race over or do you want to keep it on Junior, the street car? Pick your poison. I'll give you the chance right here.
Well, you can't change the race that's already locked in. I don't want to change it.
You know it won't follow. You always have a new Bad Storm. Well, I will let you flip the race. I'll give you an opportunity right now. If you want to run Bad Storm, you ain't even got to pay it. We'll flip the same lock up, man. We'll just turn that race right over on the Bad Storm. Do you want to run Bad Storm? And I will fix
you
on the gap.
Okay, so you... Just calm down. So you want to bet? You want the race to be bet on a gap. So you gotta gap me, right?
No, I ain't got the gap in nothing. I told you I will bet you on the gap. That ain't got nothing to do with the
gap. I mean, you don't sound too confident. You just want to bet on the gap, then we can switch the race.
Will you explain something to this clown, JB? I'm going to let you talk to him. Explain to this clown right fast for me.
So what you're saying is you want to get that race, but you want to bet on the gap also. So you want to lock in the race, but at the same time, you'll bet him also on the gap.
On the side. This is side.
On the side. Since he sounds so confident and they're running two kits on that car, if he wants to transfer the bet, then we'll run on the gap.
What you talking about? You talking about two motherfuckers. I got four on this bitch.
I don't give a shit if
you
got
five. I got four motherfucking systems on that motherfucker. I'm going to hit you in the motherfucking head from the word go. I'm going to hit you again at the 60 foot. I'm going to hit you again at the 300. And I'm going to hit you again at the 330, motherfucker. And then when I hit you at the finish line, I'm going to be so goddamn far in front of you. I'm going to just lay my leg up and fly on you.
Okay, well, let's just go on the gap then. We'll make the race on the gap then.
Man, I will bet you a thousand dollars on the side, sir. I tricked you into a race that you don't even know nothing about. I'm gonna blow your fucking ass out and you don't even know it. I tricked you, man. I tricked you into a race, man. I'm gonna airlift your ass, man.
Well,
I don't give a damn. Hey, check this out. I'm gonna run you with a motherfucking real street car. And you got them fake ass. You got them fake ass doors on your car. You ain't got no real steel doors. I'm gonna steel gap your ass.
I don't give a shit what I got on my fucking car.
Yeah.
Now you wanna run head up.
Man, make your mind up, man. Fucking owners on the car,
motherfucker,
it's only me by myself.
What you talking about? Man, you talking about?
Goddamn,
you know,
right,
I'm You need to get you some goddamn sponsors in. You need to get you some sponsors in, sir.
I don't need no fucking sponsorship.
What you crying about there? Why are you worried about what's going on with Bad Storm? You want to do the whole thing. Lock in.
I just want to see you got me on fucking September 13th.
Hey, you'll lock in, I will.
Would you lock in on the gap? Is that what you
want to
bet on?
Man, I told you I'd bet you on the gap on the side. I ain't going to lock that in because I'm going to make sure I win the race. I'm going to make sure I beat you. You don't mind. Hey,
I'll
bet you $1,000 on the gap personally. You scared or what? What you going to do? You ain't going to lock in, so just go back on the gap.
I'm already locked in with you.
What the
fuck
is going on? Man, there's people that lock in more than one race,
and
man. What are you talking about?
I just want to talk.
I'm gonna lock you in, sir.
Yeah. If I had fucking 6 people, I'd lock in all fucking day too, buddy.
There you go, talking about fucking money. You said you don't need no sponsors with your goddamn broke ass nigga son. You talking about you ain't got no money? Goddamn it, get you a sponsor.
I'll run you every fucking Friday night.
Get you a goddamn sponsor, man.
I'll run for $1,000.
Man. Get you a fucking sponsor, man. That's what you need. You need a fucking sponsor. Get you one.
I don't need no fucking sponsor.
Go to the fucking local auto mall and see if they'll let you put the goddamn name on the side of that weak-ass car for like $500, man.
Well, we'll find out what's weak. We'll find out what's weak. Just quit talking and fucking show me. And matter of fact, show me that y'all can beat fucking Jolly Rancher.
Well, you lock me in
right
now.
All y'all do is fucking talk.
You don't even know that man. Why is you talking about that man?
Shit.
You don't even know
I've seen this.
Do you want to lock me in? Man, do you want
to
lock me in? Do you want to lock me in? I want to lock you in with Bad Storm, too, man. What you want to do?
Yeah, of course you do with your 6 pages of gas.
Oh, God damn, man. Do you want to lock in or not, man?
Hey, is JR sitting like me?
Hey,
JR sits just like me. Are we running y'all?
Hey, Kenny,
yo,
get Kenny Beasnab on the phone, man. No, never mind, I forgot. Kenny just told me the other day he was focusing on that big time car right now, and he's going to let me know after the August 9th, $30,000 race, and he was probably going to do that. I forgot. Never mind, don't get him on the phone.
Hey, we got somebody else on the phone with a small block single car. Mr. 914-7584, how you doing today, sir?
Not bad, Mr. Fox. How you doing, sir?
What's up, Gene Stevens? How you doing?
Oh, man, trying to live the dream.
Yeah, what's, is the Camaro almost done?
Oh, the Camaro's done. I got to go pick it up tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. So, all right, Gene Stevens, who's on the list?
Well, on the second, we got to run the coroner from out of South Carolina. We locked in with him tonight. We got to do that with a big time car, so I know we're not going to have a small time car there.
Damn. But also, Gene, we got Josh Jones with the Bad Storm crew up in here tonight. Who do you like for this weekend, the rematch of the Rancher and the Bad Storm?
I'm going to have to go with the Rancher on this one.
Okay. Now, another question. September 13th, we got Mr. Top Notch on here, and he is taking his Top Notch Mustang up against the Bad Storm's other car, Junior. Who you like in that one?
Hey, again, yeah. I got to stick with the hometown boys. I might have to go Top Notch.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
So,
I ain't knocking Josh. I know he got a nice seat. I got to go with the hometown boys.
So that means September 13th, we will see Gene Stevens in the house at Piedmont.
Yes, sir. I'm going to make the Piedmont on the 13th. We got the big race for the Capitol. I believe that's on the, I think that's the 6th, if I ain't mistaken.
The 6th, yeah, the 6th, September
6th. We ain't got nothing scheduled for the 13th, so yes, sir. I'll be going to Piedmont.
Okay. Yeah, they're gonna have a good one, man. Hey Josh, I just got a PM, and he got in and got out. He couldn't stay, but he might be back in. Terry Clark said if you can do this, on September 13th, SVO is coming to your track in Piedmont, and anything on a 28-inch tall tile got action. So he said you can cast it, you can put it, but anything on a 28-inch tall tile got action.
I'm going to put it out there.
JB, I will be at that race in Piedmont with the small tire car. I will not be taking the big tire car there. I'm hoping I'll have a few test hits so I can find me some small tire action on 28 myself.
What do you got, Gene?
What's that?
What do you got?
I got a 01 Camaro stock body. I only think fiberglass and hood are sitting on 28. Stock suspension, one carburetor, one system.
Shit, we might try you. That one we're gonna run Sharon with.
We might have to do something. I like that invitation.
Yeah, it's damn. It ain't fiberglass nothing. We took it's a picture of it on my Facebook, but we took half of that shit off of it, man, because everybody got scared of it. It looked too fast, man.
I ain't lying to you. I still got power windows, power door locks.
It's got all glass in it, a door panel still on it, roll up windows, ain't no fiberglass on it, none of that but the hood.
Yes, sir, the same way I'm doing.
Yeah, we'll probably do something.
Sound like a winner.
Yes, sir. Both of them will be there that day in here. We can just get to the set, check them out, whatever. We'll do something.
Yeah, we can, like I said, I got to make some hits on mine before I can lock in anything. But I'll be there with that car. Everything goes right. Yeah, I'll lock in with you.
Mm. What's up, man?
Hell yeah, are you trying to make that trip to Piedmont September 13th? I see you on here.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm just trying to catch up with what was going down there for a minute.
Bad Storm and Top Notch just they doing a little friendly talking, you know. They got some.
I gotta tell you this, man. Bad Storm, you better watch your job, JP, because Bad Storm just take that job right out from under you. That's gotta be the shit talking this motherfucker I ever heard. And he did that. That motherfucker did. I'm telling you. And
he talked some shit.
I'm telling you, man, that dude is good. But I can't do none of that small tire stuff, not this year, probably, but I'm going to definitely be ready for that shit next year because there's a lot of action in there, man, and I want some of it.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah.
Well, look.
A lot of action.
Here, look. We got a call out being put out here right now, and y'all about to be witness to it. 219-614-4018.
What's going on, JB?
What's up, Mr. SVO? What's going on?
What's going on? Hey, it was good hanging out with you this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm ready to come back to the Midwest, man. Y'all, yeah, I had a good damn time out there, man.
You don't want to come up here. We got a bunch of slow shit up here.
Yeah, I hear you.
But looks like we'll be down there in a couple of weeks looking for some action.
August 23rd. And also, I know, September 13th, I'm going to tell you, Terry, Shootout Plus, it's looking like Josh Jones is on right now with the Bad Storm, and it looks like races are getting locked in left and right, and people looking for that action. So hopefully,
yep.
Hopefully SVO can get some action down there.
We'll be there. We'll be there at Cecil and then the 13th, whatever, September 13th. They can just write the check out to us now.
Oh, shit. Josh, cut that check and write SVO on the check. That's what he said.
Hey, it's that phone, man. I'm going to have it that phone.
God damn, cut the check.
It's going to be cash, though. It's going to be all 100.
That's good.
Oh, what? That'll be good because then... That'll be good because then they can just stop by the strip club and don't have to, you know, they don't have to bounce no get no check.
So, but we are bringing probably about 4 or 5 cars down to Cecil.
Yeah,
three or four of them all on 28, be on 28, and then Donye's bringing his car.
Yeah, I know. Donye called me. Donye is looking. Gene Stevens, if you could talk to him, let him know Donye on the 23rd of August wants J.C. Richardson.
So, Jeff, anyone I hear a lot of big hitters on here, it sounds like. So.
Oh, yeah, we got Mr. Hell Yeah on the night. We got James Stevens on the night with Most Wanted. We got the Bad Storm. We got Top Notch. We got Running Bell. We got, you know, we got a good little mix. And then we got somebody else getting in here right at the end, 301-848-4879.
What's up, JV? This is French, babe. This is French.
What's going on, French? Are you hitting around about something?
Nah, man. I just called in and say what's up. That's all. That's all. Chilling, waiting for the second.
Oh, yeah. It's, man, the boys are getting ready up in here. That's all I can say, French. It's some racing that's going to take place in the next couple weeks. Like, take for instance, August 2nd. And, you know, August 2nd, you got two big races. Cold Killer versus Donye in the Midwest, and they got the shootouts, and I think they got some
Donye
more races.
On Willie Balls, or what's the race? They no balls, no balls.
Hey,
what?
Terry, can you clear that up for me?
No bars, 29.
Oh, no.
No bars, 29.
Chris 2 in versus Scotty G.
Yeah. We're also racing, what was it, White Cracker, too, with the SVO.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to stay neutral on that. Nope, I don't know who won that one.
We'll be on 28th and no bars, and we don't give a fuck how he comes.
God damn it.
Damn.
That's some serious shit, man. Don't give a fuck how he comes. God.
I'm just going to stay neutral. I won't do it. Tell you too, I won't even be paying attention to, you know, that race. I hope everything go right. Hope to stay updated, because I think we're going down in Maryland, we're going to pretty much be locked in down here, paying attention to what's going on. But I hope somebody keeps us updated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, hey, Terry, if I'm not...
I didn't mean to cut you off, but is there any way you can call Gerardo Paolo before... Because tomorrow's Friday, so let me know if I need to make a shakedown. I'm not worried about him anyway. Just want to make a shakedown before Saturday.
Oh, so you and Jarell Apollo doing something Saturday?
Not this Saturday, on the 2nd. I've called in for how many weeks now to remind
you? You've called in for about a month
I want to know right now, and this is coming out of my pocket, if he's willing to run for 2,000 or better.
God damn. Well, shit, the young guns is going... Well, Jarell was
and
on,
I only,
so...
And I only drove the car one time in my whole life, and this would be my
what
second.
What kind of car you got?
69 Camaro, back ass, all motor. Y'all out of my league, so don't even go that far. I knew what he was hitting around.
Just asking. Just asking.
Nah, y'all too fast.
We just got a small block.
It don't matter. Billy Glidden has small block too.
Yep.
So
that's
exactly.
That's
nitrous. On nitrous. And look what he used to do.
Right. Mm. You got
Glidden
small block on what? All motors. No, your small block. I'm tripping. Your small block. Terrible like I don't know what.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, you can't fool
motors,
this one.
Motors
mean,
like
hey,
a motor.
Hey,
Billy Glidden used to come to my home track 15 years ago on 28 with a small block on nitrous and run 470. So, all you guys with your nitrous bullshit, oh, you got turbos. Not all turbos are as fast as all. It's just like a nitrous motor.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that small blocks and big blocks nowadays, you can't tell the difference,
right.
Really. You can't.
No, I agree with that.
And in the same thing, since we're talking about this, when people talk about I'm on one system, that's the dumbest thing I've heard, because one system can work.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
When they be saying I'm a small block with one system, that don't mean nothing at all.
Well, yeah, let me tell you.
So you're saying a small block with two kits doesn't run any better than a small block with one kit?
Well, hey, let's clear this up. Yesterday, 2 weeks ago, if everybody didn't know, Rosa Bell, which I don't know if y'all know Rosa Bell. I know Terry knows it, but Rosa Bell is an Ultra Street car that is now an X-Trim with a small block Ford, 20-degree head on one system when a 471. And I think Ron Rhodes is going, 56, 55?
Nah, he's lower than that.
That's what I'm saying. So when I think that a lot of people been saying it in the No Time page, any page, think about it. About a year or two ago, the one kit stuff, yes, you had it going. There was people that was getting it. But now, as you can see, if you got a small block, that one kit, there's not many races for it. I mean, we just got to say it.
There ain't many small blocks on one gun running a 470 or a Ron Rhodes number either. Those guys are like far and few. So that two-gun stuff, you know what I mean, that does play a role in the game there, JB.
Just hell yeah.
Yeah,
I think I can pretty much, what you're trying to say is it's only a handful.
Right, that's it.
It's only a handful.
Yeah, and a small handful of guys that are doing them kind of numbers. And you know what I mean? They're top-notch, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, we forgetting about somebody else, too. Dean, I forget his name. He has an orange.
Dean Marina.
Yeah, he ride two on one. Two.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it to be nasty. I'm just saying, all right, look at this. How many, if you got
your
a small
average,
block.
Your average one-gun small block, you know what I'm saying, is hard to keep up with the two-gun small blocks, you know what I'm saying, if they're set in the same way. They're hard-pressed, unless you're that handful of guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is where it gets tricky. How much action do you got if you one-gun?
Well, not enough, because I couldn't get a race last week.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, hey, Josh, you on here right now. When y'all were one gun, how much action did y'all get?
Dude, everybody we raced was on two guns.
That's what we – see, Dave, that's the thing. I mean, it really – nowadays you can't even – I tell you right now, you go to Georgia or you go down south.
Every time I ever run Jolly Rancher, I run that bitch on one stage. That man spraying two.
Yeah. Well, if you look back on the races I had, most all my races are my one gun against two guns. You know what I mean? It's just the way it's got to go, you know? I mean, because for one, they're not going to shut that second kid off. I mean, Running Bear is really the only one that ever disconnected and you know what I mean? And supposed to be one gun on me, you know what I'm saying, and had two. Anybody else just stuck with their two, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell,
I agree with you, man. But your one gun is set up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got your one gun working, and that's really all you need. Two is always, of course, better than one. But two, in some degree, ain't always better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't better, you wouldn't have it.
Hey, now, who's this boy on here with the Camaro, with the Camaro all motor car?
That you're talking
right
with
here.
Him. That's French.
Okay, and that's a big block car.
Mm-hmm.
Just back half.
True back half.
You coming to the Capitol
that
on the 6?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we might have some action for him there.
It'll be there. I can assure you.
Yeah, we got a stock
back
suspension.
Half.
Stock suspension, no car. We got a stock suspension car. Big block, Mike. You might want to try us.
Stock suspension.
Hey,
suspension.
That's out of my category. I know I got people in my camp that's stock suspension.
Well, wouldn't that be a little less than what you are?
What you mean? You said stock.
Well,
suspension,
you're a back,
right?
You're a back half car, right?
Right. So
okay.
You running my head up.
Well, I have to talk to my boys, but I don't see why not. We gotta see what you're running there. You know what I'm saying? Take a look at your car, but we got one that'll probably sit with you.
Okay, but hey, that's all me. They'll be there.
It's all motor. There ain't no kits on it or nothing. It's all motor.
Oh, you can search mine. You can search it too. It's all motor.
So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for some all motor action. So
well,
hey,
we'll
hey,
look up. Did we just tell you, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, look no further, brother. You got him. All motive.
Hey, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I just got a text from Richard Harris with the Riddler Nova. I know you know the Riddler, the black and orange Nova. They want to know if the blue Nova from your camp that belonged to Donald want to try something nitrous to nitrous.
Well, little Donald don't have no nitrous.
Well, we had heard that Donald was trying a little gas on the old girl, so, you know,
I don't think he made it that far yet, JB.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's still wearing shorts.
What's up, JB?
What's going on, Monster?
How everybody doing?
Ain't nothing on here. On here just talking some shit, having a good time, listening. You know,
all these heavy hitters on here tonight. What's going on, everybody?
What up there, Monster?
I heard y'all talking about September 6th. I appreciate all y'all supporting the event, man.
No problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got.
Man, we got a busy weekend, don't we?
Man, hey, Monster, I'm going to tell you right now, I drove 13 and a half hours over there to the Midwest, and, man, Donye crew, when I say hustling and bowling, them boys was hustling $20 a roll, eight or better. John Ford lost all his goddamn money.
Man. Well, that's how I roll sometimes, you know?
Hey, hell yeah.
What's up?
You talking about that Silver Nova?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll try him for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, I can lock in for a closer date, or you want to wait?
Yeah, we'll probably wait. We're still getting it together. We just got to make sure we're ready, but we should be out testing and stuff before that, so.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I give you a heads up because I know that's an all-steel car. We have fiberglass.
Yeah.
Everything on the car.
Well, like I said, I got to talk to Donald, you know, owns it, but I think he probably, you know, do something. We'll just have to figure out what.
Well, I'll let you know how much it weighs. It weighs 30-30 with the driver in it. It's a heavy
33.
Car. It looks like
30-30.
With a driver in it.
All right.
It looks white, but it's heavy. And if you don't believe that, we can go across the scales whenever.
All right, well, we just have to, we'll check it out when we get there. But like I said, we're trying to, you know, break it in right, you know what I'm saying, get it ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, ain't nothing personal. All it is running business. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Monster Jones, you still on?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of the Midwest heavy hitters on here tonight. We got SVO on tonight.
Oh, that's a nice car he got.
Thanks.
Yeah,
he's
car,
coming down.
And it runs. I watched one of the videos. He ride, too, buddy. Good God almighty. Yeah, he coming on the 23rd?
Yeah, he coming down the 23rd. You're more than welcome, Monster, ride up. We gonna get a little.
I
we
think
gonna
we're
do
gonna
a little...
bring the car. I got to talk to Charlie, but I'm pretty sure we're going to bring the car. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, Nate's up there. Is he gonna...
What'd you say, Terry?
I said, is it going to be you guys race up there, or you guys just sit around like a car show up there?
It depends on, I mean, you turbo, you know how I roll. You give enough, you know, a beggar always take an extra pair of pants. Yeah. What are y'all running that day, JB? Quarter mile, 8 mile?
Both.
Oh, okay.
The shootouts, we got two shootouts. Both of the shootouts are 8 mile. But, man, I just talked with Marcus Thompson and his crew from out of sight, out in front. They got like 10 to 15 cars, and out of the 10 to 15, five of them go out the back door. So they got it from anywhere from small block to big block, back half to twin turbo. So I mean they looking to play August 23rd. I think Marcus has a 10-5 outlaw, an old 10-5 outlaw body with twins on it.
Hey, I had a question. Do you know what classes or shootouts Larry having next week at his race?
He's having a back half. I think it's the back half and the top sportsman are mixed. Because the way it's on the fly, it says back half, top sportsman. And then they also got, I want to say it's a gambler's race on there, a back half, a top sportsman. And I think those are the only classes I saw on the flyer.
So when you say the back half, is that going to be no time or conventional
hitter?
No time.
Is it
the
invited?
That's what somebody told me. It's invited cars only.
Oh, so somebody told you the back half was bracket cars only?
Invited cars.
Oh, invited. Yeah, invited. It, I think, let me see. I got the flyer. I'm going to the flyer right here. But I think you might be right. I think it might be invited cars only. I think I did see that on the flyer. Let's see right here. We got Quarter Mile Brothers Top Sportsman Shootout. Winner takes 2,000. Runner up takes 1,000. Semis 250. We got a JRT race and transmission back half and the top sportsman. So this is an invitation only. 8 cars, 2,000 the winner. And got a Gotta Go Now gambler's race, electronic and no electronic. 2 separate classes, minimum 48 cars each. And Manu has an after dark bike grudge race session, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but the back half shootout is invitation only, so.
Yeah, I'll send him a
text.
So
from 1 o'clock, the gate's open at 1. 1 o'clock, you can, like I said, open session or what?
1 o'clock is open session.
Cool.
Yep.
So you don't have no cell phone? What's going on? You don't got no service where you live at?
Who is that?
Jarrell. I mean, all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all done talk. Man, I'm sorry.
He messaged me. I got text messages. I mean, not text, but emailed me on Facebook. What's up with him?
Hey, French, hold on. Here you go right here. 301-263-5944, and that's my fault. Sorry, Jarrell. I was checking out the flyer for him.
What's up, DeAndre?
Jarrell Apollo, your mic is open.
What's
going on?
Nothing much. Just working on the car, that's all.
All right, well, hey, French is on. He just want to, you know, this ain't no shit talking. It's just, you know, he trying to confirm
what's
for a race,
on?
Man.
What's that? Well, hold on, I'll tell you what. We'll cut everything out. Yes or no?
I won't be there in a second. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Are you going to be there or are you not?
I'm not going to be there.
Okay, then. Well, that's a no. Let me hear you say no.
I thought we were going to do it on the 6th.
Davey, when have I ever said anything about the 6th?
No, he did. Remember, he said August 2nd. He said he wanted to do something with you August 2nd.
And why would I skip August to go to September?
I didn't say you said that. You didn't say that.
You didn't say that. You just said I skipped it. You said I said September. I ain't never say nothing about that. Look, all I'm saying is don't say nothing. Don't even mention the ghost name. Don't ever mention it again.
Didn't you say you were going to be there on the 6th? You said the ghost would be
there. It will be there on the 6th. I said I was running on the 2nd.
I won't be there.
So from now on, don't ever say nothing to me about racing, ever, because you just exposed yourself for being fake.
What's up, DeAndre?
What's going on, babe?
How the family doing?
Man, everybody doing good.
I saw your grandfather the other day. He made me feel like $1 million, man. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. He should feel. He should be, because grandson's about to make him real proud on the 2nd, for sure.
All right. Who y'all locked in with?
I was going to run Jarrell Apollo specifically and go home. We have not made a touch pass none this year. First pass and run him. But like I said,
all right.
That is what it
well,
is.
I'll hit you tomorrow. Ain't no problem. I'll hit you tomorrow. Check
oh, yeah, hit me tomorrow. Hit me tomorrow. But you said on the 6th, hell yeah, I guess the guy with the Nova would like to do something. So I guess that'll be the next mission.
All right. Yeah, I think hell yeah got off.
Okay. Well, I mean, it ain't, like I said, it ain't starting. I mean, you said that. So.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, let me see if this person pushed the 1 by accident. 847-840-9.
Now, you know I ain't pushed no button by accident, JB.
Who is this?
This is the Masker. The Masker Mustang.
Oh, shit.
What's going on, man? What's going on? I'm trying to see if you can give me some detail about this back cap shootout you were telling me about. What's the rules on it? It's invitation only, Joe.
Well,
they're in the rules.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. While you hold on there, because I wanna. I was supposed to hit you up the other day, and I got caught up. So hold on 1 second.
Come on, JB, you slipping, man. You slipping.
I got too much.
You can't be picking on Jarrell like that, man. You know Jarrell trying to get the stuff together, man. What y'all picking on Jarrell for,
man? Hey, this way before you even came, and he on there making videos about me and all this and all
gracious.
That.
Oh, no.
It ain't personal, but I'm just going to show him, you know, he can turn everything on, and I'm going to flip him.
I feel you.
We can do it on the 6th, though.
Huh?
We can do it on the 6th because my loader popped.
You know
right
what? Hold up, JB. You on?
Hey, hold on.
JB.
I'm going to try to get this stuff straight on this race for Keenan.
Oh,
hold
on. Because after this phone, like, I'm about to say this stuff. Man, Larry sleep, man.
Yeah, Larry might be sleep. Yeah, hey Keenan, I'm gonna have to let him. I'm gonna call him tomorrow. But that was Larry. He must have turned in for the night.
All right, sound good, man. Just let me know.
But I know it's invitation only, but I might be able to pull some strings and see if he'd be like, if it's Keenan, tell him bring it.
All right. That'll be nice, man. That's one of my days I'm going to be off, so if he can pull some strings for me, I appreciate it.
All right. Now, hey, Keenan, I know you've been looking for some action, and I give you credit because you've been steadily looking for it week in and week out. Now, Marcus, you remember we were on here a couple weeks ago and he was talking about he had a back half turbo car.
I remember the turbo part. I remember saying he had a Camaro conventional head big block.
Conventional head big block.
Look what I think it was him. Might have been the Godfather I'm talking about, but
that's the Godfather.
What
I was gonna tell you. It looks like the Godfather may be ready by the 23rd. I don't know what you're doing that day, but me and Scotty G got one going on at Cecil. And, I mean, if you free that day, it looks like the Godfather may be ready. I know the Red Alert crew is going to be in the house. So.
And it's the 23rd of what month?
August.
Let me look at my calendar right now.
Is Red Alert going to be on the 2nd?
Red Alert is Red Alert's gonna be on there. Yeah, they're gonna be there the 2nd too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at my schedule right now, man. Of course, I'm gonna be working that day.
Working on the 2nd.
Working that day, but no, 23rd. You said right, August 23rd.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna be working that day.
But you got my hopes all high for no reason.
But now, if the Godfather wanna come on 2nd. We'll be more than happy to accommodate.
Yeah, I talked to Joe. They must have. I think they down for right now because he didn't want to. They wanted to run. They wanted to do something with JC. I think with the Godfather, but right now they down. And he said it might be a couple weeks for us up. But
if, you know, if they make it back and they get it right, I don't, you know, he shouldn't have no problem doing it.
Never there. Well, JB, you might be able to answer one other question for me. Somebody might be able to answer a question for me, but if somebody paint dry, man, I've been waiting for about 2 weeks for somebody to paint the dry. Somebody's paint dry.
Yeah, they paint might be dry. Hold on. Hey, we got, now, Keenan, this sound like one of your numbers from out of your area. 803-514-7774.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
I got breaking news.
Huh?
I said I got breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Y'all are right to this lost to the Wizards in prime time.
I knew it.
Look at this shirt
that's back here. Lord, how bad
was it? It was a close race. It was a close race. But prime time, yeah, pull it out.
Oh, God.
Hey. Lord, who got, hey, I don't mean no harm. Who got the background noise?
It might be me. Is it my mic, JB?
Yeah, it might be you, man. You partying? If you partying, that's cool.
No, I'm walking down the street in downtown Chicago, but I'll go ahead and mute my mic.
Hey, so, 803, damn, so it was a close race, but primetime takes the win.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
That's a small block in the car, right?
Both are small blocks, yep. I knew, hey, I'm going to tell you, I knew that was going to be a race to see, too. God dang.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Hey, not to throw you off, but I looked on the internet and I seen that race, Rambo versus Big Time. Hey, Big Time car move.
Yeah, that car ain't slow. It ain't slow.
That car move. I really don't think Rambo can get the final.
Well, yeah, they got, I think, from what I know, Tony wants to lock him in again, but they said that the Big Time car, he's got a race this week versus Turbo GT. He wants to make sure he can make it out of this week before he lock in. So,
yeah, that should be a good one.
But look, I think, hold on, this might be 804-252-9059. I'm guessing you want to talk to Keenan.
Yes, sir. Tell Keenan we don't need no paint to dry ass off.
Yeah, Keenan, you got to unmute your mic.
Oh, I'm listening right now because it's like a familiar phone number.
Yeah, I think
tell him we don't need no paint to drive me right head up.
Head up. I tell you what. We're gonna do two races August the 2nd.
Oh,
JT gave me the back tie. He gave me the back tie already, and we'll go heads up.
No, we'll go heads up.
Who this, Greg?
Yeah.
Man, you already got a bet on the gap anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no.
You're so confident at the gap, so why won't you run him head up?
Because I told you before, I'm taking what I can get. He offered it to
me
for free.
You got to wait now.
Oh, man.
You got to wait.
I'm trying to go and get, I tell you what.
We playing the waiting game, too. We've been waiting for Tricky Ricky, Haddon. We just took our ass whooping from there. We ain't get no rematch yet. We've been waiting for, what, two seasons now?
Hey, I don't
still
want
to
know.
This ref is so
deep. So, what y'all, so the race is heads up now.
No, the race is JC giving me the back tie with his paint dry. That's what the race is.
Want something up on?
Well, the car ain't going to paint. If you got so many races back to back, you ain't got time to paint it. That's why I think you got to wait.
Well, the owner and the driver should have told me that.
Well, he can tell you. When did he say he was going to paint it?
He said when his paint dry, he going to call me. He give me the back
to back. We ain't got no time to put in the shop. We racing every weekend. We ain't got no time to put in the shop.
I got some paintbrushing now if y'all need some. Hey, after we go so back, we might just drag a little few black off here for your car.
Hey, this JC versus the Massacre?
Yeah.
Damn.
Exactly. Now, you know that ain't no fair race at all.
I'm just saying damn, because, yeah.
Well,
I think the Mustang might get this one.
JC was generous enough to offer me the back tie, so a fool wouldn't take it. A fool wouldn't take it. So that's what I'm waiting on. That's what I'm waiting on. So if I ain't going to get that August 2nd, are y'all telling me I don't need to come?
I don't know. I got to call JC on that one.
Damn, so he offered it, then he's not taking it back?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, no, he got on the back. We just asked why he want to run ahead up. If he say he going to gap us, why he want to run ahead up?
Nah, I mean,
if you offered it, then I'm going to
He say he offer him the back tie after he get his car fixed, after he get the car painted and all that stuff. But we constantly racing, so we can't put the car in the shop to...
Everybody on the radio show already know that paint ain't gonna help. So go and give it to me August 2nd.
Hey, we like to look pretty when we lose, man. How about that?
I'm saying, man, y'all doing a hell of a job looking pretty, because that bitch is pretty, man. Bitch is pretty. Pretty, man. But I tell you, man, y'all ought to make it fair. Run with one side black, my car black with Primer.
Make it fair? What you mean make it fair? You don't say head up fair race?
No, man, y'all got a high tech car, man. Y'all got that all this
car. Come on, Keenan. You need to cut that shit out, Keenan. You just said you're gonna gap us. You gonna gap us, but we.
I'm gonna gap y'all with some old fashioned stuff. Some old fashioned,
okay.
Rap and North Carolina stuff.
Okay.
Keenan, you a funny dude, man. You a funny dude.
You know, down here in North Carolina, me and my pops, we gotta put in tobacco to get a pair of slips.
Okay, so if Larry T gave you an invitation to the shootout, so you would ask everybody in there for the back tie?
Hell no.
Okay then, so why you ask JC for the back tie? What about if he had
the
shootout?
I didn't ask him. That's the whole point. I didn't ask him for it.
So I'm gonna tell Larry T give you an invitation for your head up.
This man just came up here and said, "Hey, you got the back fucking tie with my paint job."
Tell you what. Tell you what, I want to see it, so I'm going to tell Larry T to send you an invitation.
Hold up. Keenan.
What's up?
I know the man offered you that, right?
Right.
I know the man offered you that. Honestly, I think you can gap him heads up.
You want to bet
on that, Prince?
Now, see, this is the thing.
You want to bet on that?
Prince, I didn't want to say nothing.
You
want to
bet on that?
The thing about it is, though, if I don't get the back
you ain't
top
calling
first,
my bluff. Yeah. I ain't hard to find. Right. I'll be there on the second
hey,
for sure.
Tell him to get in the shootout.
I want to get in the shootout.
I
can't sit my heads up. But I can't just
get in the shootout.
I tell you what we'll do. If they let me in this back calf shootout. Now, hold on now. Is that August 23rd or September the 6th?
No, that's
August 2nd.
August 2nd. This Friday. Okay, if they let me in the shootout. At Bud's Creek.
The track got hooked.
Okay. You got
all of them hooked.
That's my hometown, so I had to cycle it up.
Both cars
on the same track.
Hey, hold on, guys. I forgot to get something in here tonight. But look, if anybody is coming to MIR August 2nd, this is a call out from the Pizza Gangster. The Pizza Gangster will be in the house looking to lock in any short deck conventional head, cast in, take one carb, all motor on the premises. And he said if they feeling froggy, he may just bet on the gap.
Damn.
So if y'all know anybody
that'll be there. Short neck, conventional head, single carb, and they all motor, and they want to get gapped by the pizza man. They can put in their order very early.
You talking about if anybody wants some pizza? If you want to get delivered to?
Yeah, he said he can put in an order right now because he
hey,
is JD. Coming.
Is that the car that ran Lewis?
That is the car that ran Lewis.
Oh. Damn it, man.
Why, is there something? It sounds like there's something you want to say to him, Keenan.
Oh, that wasn't me speaking?
No, that was me. No, I ain't got nothing to say to him. The way he said it. Nah.
We're going to give you some car.
I was just making sure that was the right car.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, all I'm saying is, Greg, man, it sounds like to me that was your indirect way of getting out of me and yours bet.
I can't
hear me and your bet.
Something whistling or something.
Can you hear me now?
Would
you hear me now?
Yeah.
I think that was your. I think that was the indirect way of you getting out of me and your bet. You know,
oh, hell
me and your bet was
okay. Even if JC beat you, even if you beat JC, head up, I'm still gonna bet you on the gap with the back tire.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing, and see. The John the Big Time Racing Camp, we don't operate off no if. It's going to
happen.
It's going,
well,
it's going to
tell you
happen.
What,
but what I'm saying
tell you what,
is,
tell you what,
this,
I'm
this is what
you
I'm
like
saying.
This.
No, this is what I'm saying. I'm
going to tell
this
you like this.
Me and you had a bet. Me and you had a bet of $500 on the gap. We had a bet of $500 on the gap between when
on
he gave
gap.
Me the back tie. When
yeah.
he gave me the back tie. So now you would have come up and say, heads up, which is I will do. And now, is that bet out the window? Is that what you're saying?
No, it ain't out the window.
Well,
I
tell
y'all
going to
race August 2nd? I just want to get the yes or no answer.
Yes, we're going to race August 2nd. If JC is there and he give me the back tie, we're going to race.
What oh, if he don't man, give me the back tie?
If he don't give me the back tie and we in the shootout, he still got action.
All right. Man, that sounds much like that's
still
all
got
I want
action.
To hear.
So
either way,
you gotta.
I just want to see you race.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Hey, do me one other favor too.
What's that?
Tell JC I don't want his 632 in there. I want that big motor in there.
Oh, they ain't going back in to Florida. They ain't going back in.
Well, I want. I don't want after we beat y'all, I'll be like,
you
we
don't,
got the
you don't want that.
Y'all supposed to beat. No, I want
you
that.
Don't want that big hood scoop. You don't want that.
I want the big, extra large hood scoop.
Nah, you don't want that. God damn, you want the back time or the little motor. Why the hell you want a big motor?
Well, because it's going to make y'all look even worse.
Oh, man, yeah, right. And look at Trigger Rigger. He's scared to death. He beat us with the big motor. We put the little motor in the car. He's scared. He wanted to break. What the fuck type shit that is?
Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
That's crazy. He beat us with the big motor head up. We put the little motor in the car. He wanted to break.
No.
Car sit just right.
Now, JB, you the witness. JC got on the radio show a couple of days ago. He said I was in the back tire, right?
I ain't never said he did.
Race won't happen. The race won't happen.
No.
What do you mean race won't happen? I ain't say it won't happen. I just asked you a question. You said you'll bet me $500 on the gap. I said,
right.
You spoke so confident in the gap, why don't you run him head up? That's all I said. I ain't say he won't go race you on with the back tire. I didn't say that.
Well, I raced him either way. He did offer me the back tire, so if he wants to get it to me August 2nd, again, that's fine with me. If he don't want to offer to me August 2nd, and we in the shootout, the only way I ram heads up is if we in the shootout.
All right.
Hey, Greg, this is Little Hatton, too. I'm coming soon enough. I'm letting you know now. I'm coming soon enough. I heard you calling my name.
Mic,
I'm coming soon enough.
I had to open that mic up.
He done said that for 1,000 times. We done gave him for 6 different races, JB.
Y'all done gave us races. I done offered you the back time already.
Yeah,
I told you, I'm going to spot you.
Hey, Little Hatton,
I'm
a spot there with a conventional head.
Yeah, he must get in a damn Pro Mod car now.
doubt.
And I tell you what, I'll run them in these full body cars and let me wiggle.
Oh, man. JB.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, hold on, Keenan. We got the Pink Warrior from the Red Alert crew. He's in the house.
Talking about the Godfather?
Yeah. He's with the Godfather crew. He's right.
Hey, Joe, man. I put that Godfather movie up, man. Don't you take it back out?
Man, I don't know if it's going to be
on
the second. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, man. Never mind. I'm going to go ahead and put it back on the shelf. Okay? I'm going to put it back on the shelf.
Yeah. Well, I know it's pretty good. That's like bringing a knife to a
gunfight
with that killer you got.
Say what now?
That's like bringing a knife to a gunfight with that killer you got.
No, man. You ain't even seen my car before, so how can I have a killer?
What, the massacre?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I did my research. No. It's a 10-5 car, for crazy sake.
No, man. To hear Greg talk on the background right here, you can tell I'm a street car, man.
Oh, man. There you go. Everybody know your car ain't no damn slouch.
That's a 10-5 car.
It's slow as I don't know what.
How do everybody know he's not a slouch if he ain't ran nobody?
Exactly.
Everybody look good in the shakedown.
Everybody look good in the shakedown.
Yeah, that's why you asked for something for everything.
Exactly, because I'm slow.
Man, you ain't slow.
You ain't slow.
Oh, man. That's a shame, man. I get up here and the man that drive the car, that own the car, say I got the back tire, but then one of his cheerleaders came up here and took it back.
How did I take it back? I'm gonna tell you how you took it back
because you came on the radio. You came on the radio in front of everybody and threw your chest out, you know, with your chest hairs and stuff, and started threatening me. So I got a little offended and I said,
"Oh man, they ain't going that nonsense."
All right,
okay.
Keenan, you always cut that shit.
Hey, but for real though, if Lil Hatton, y'all let Lil Hatton wiggle, I'm big with Lil Hatton.
Yeah, Lil Hatton, nobody know what kind of car Lil Hatton got.
He said the Camaro. He's Camaro, the blue one.
What blue Camaro?
Well, you ain't got to worry about what color it is or what kind of Camaro. He said a blue
what
Camaro.
What kind of Camaro? Back half? What is it?
Full body.
Man, whatever. Ain't nobody trying that shit at what a conventional is.
Look,
he has a full body Camaro
kind of,
on 10.5. Full body Camaro on 10.5.
You asked the man what kind of car he had. As soon as he said, you said, I ain't trying to hear.
This is not my car. This is not my car. I'm driving somebody else's car.
See what I'm saying?
Well, no, see, I would give a man a wiggle to be driving for somebody else because he don't know how to operate the car.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and you the same one you said go back with the ass, so I'm going to listen to you.
Hey, I got another side bet for you too, Greg.
Huh?
I got another side bet for you, JB. You listening?
Yeah, what's that side bet?
The side bet is when I beat JC, Greg, you got to wear the Johnny Big Time Massacre T-shirt. You got to wear the Massacre T-shirt all day long at the trace track after I beat him.
You ain't
going to be no fan of JC until I get there.
Hey, Keenan.
What's up?
Hey, can you try to, is that your mic still with the static in it?
I don't think it is, but I'll try my
best. No, don't mute it, because JC Richards is on to talk with you right now.
I don't think that's
what it's somebody static. Looking at TV in the background. Hold on, let me mute these mics.
It's gone, JB.
Yeah, let me. I'm just gonna mute these mics.
The fan had a level so high yesterday.
It's barely an
elevator.
No,
still a few different TV.
Yeah, somebody killing me. Let's see.
Somebody in trouble.
Adam basic. Oh, here we go. Hold on. No, that ain't it either. All right, well, let me see. I'm going to start at the top. 731. Oh, that's running, Bell. We ain't got no TV on. 847-840-9859.
That's me. That's Kanan.
Hey, Kanan, it is you.
All right.
It's a TV
now?
Or something you got in the background.
Can you hear it now?
No, and J.C. Richardson is on, so now you can talk straight to the owner.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I've been trying to do the whole time, but Greg had it make me all mad and confused and frustrated when you first got it.
Hey, Kanan, what did I tell you last Thursday? What I got to take, you got to ask me. And don't keep beating this horse to death. But what I got to take, you got to ask me.
Hey.
Hey, look, I don't know why
that's what I tried to. That's what I tried to tell your first round pick, Chilita, a while ago.
No, you did not. Go ahead, Kanan.
I tried
to hold
you,
Kanan.
Tell the whole
truth.
I told this man.
You said you
would
bet me $500 on the gap. I said, if
right?
You feel so confident on the gap, why don't you run the man head up? That's all I said.
Well,
when
did,
said
what
I'm
did I tell you?
To run you back time. What'd you say?
Hold on. We can solve this. JB, what did I tell Greg? What did I tell Greg?
I don't know. I was on the phone. I just got on the phone when you said.
That's
when
what
I'm
trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you what your first round draft pick, Chili, told you.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what I said. What I told
JC,
you, though.
This is exactly what I said. I told him. He said that he gonna bet me $500 on the side if you get him the back tie. That he gonna bet
I told him that you
was giving me the back tie when your paint dry. I called in and asked, "Is your paint dry yet?" And could nobody.
And I told you no. And I told you no.
I'm gonna tell myself. Well, since you're so confident on the back tie, how about we run heads up? I said I'll run JC heads up. I'll run him in the shootout.
See, now you're leaving stuff out. I said, why don't you run the head up? Because you're so confident to bet me $500 on the gap.
I tell you what we do. JC already know the deal. He said when his paint dry, which is that's what I was checking on to begin with. I got the back tie, so that's what I want. But if he's in that shootout August 2nd, he got heads up action. And he on the phone, and he just heard me.
What shootout?
The back
shootout.
Of
August 2nd.
Who in the shootout?
It might be just me and you, the way it sounds like.
Eight car minimum. It's a back half and a top sportsman. So I guess we're running the top sportsman with the back half. Kanan, you partying up there? That's what's going on.
Yeah, just a little bit, man. I ain't want to say it out loud. But man, look, JC already know his cheerleader got him all first rate like he got me first rate.
I'm good.
Oh, Lord.
There you go again. There you go. Why are you trying to stop
that
kid? There you go. My bet on the side ain't got nothing to do with y'all race.
Well, how did it get from heads up to him giving me the back tie? And he just got on the phone and confirmed. He just got on the phone and confirmed he was giving me the back tie as soon as his paint dropped.
And when did I say he won't?
You didn't say that, but you said, well, why would you give him the heads up?
What did you say? What did you do that say?
I can't remember. I got all the time. I can't remember. I got some gallons of paint down here, man. I got some paint down here, JC, if you need some. JC, go on, JB.
Yeah, I think JC dropped.
You never heard of
Fireball?
It is.
Hey,
hold on.
Don't rush my ass, Whooper.
804-761-0433.
What's going on, JB?
What's going on?
Hamilton.
Hey, my man, just listen to these guys cutting up tonight.
Yeah, that goddamn Keenan, I don't know what the hell we're going to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know to straighten it up, but things he got us, right?
Just realize the kid.
Up that car thing.
Look at it. P, now you the one got this whole thing started. What's going on with you, man? You
ain't
got the whole thing started, man. You got the whole thing
started. I ain't got nothing started.
Y'all went down to Virginia and saw my solo. Y'all saw my little slow foot break past and said, man, he in the way.
Man, go on that pool job, man. I ain't getting in the middle of that. I'm going to shut up. But I'm going to say one thing. And you already know what I'm going to say. So, I ain't going to go.
What you going to say? What you going to say?
You know, you can get the back down. Track out next Saturday.
You talking about from Kenny?
Yeah.
Give me the break and he got action.
Oh, Lord. Come on, man.
Give me the break, man.
Man, I got it, man. Never mind.
I can't. Y'all got a full two chest with big ties, man.
No.
Y'all got full two chest.
Yeah.
I can't look at you. Y'all got a pro mod, man.
Man, cut that shit on, man.
That same eye, just a little rosy-ass cheek. Yeah. I got it. I can't mess with you.
He was.
So you trying to say Kenny, you saying Kenny Beaton got a pro mark.
Kenny Beaton got a pro mark compared to what I got. Compared to what I got, he got a pro mark.
Hey, JB, I'm glad you heard it.
Keenan, I can't go with that one on that. I can't say he got a pro mark.
That man got an antique
backyard 1980
something called. Man,
you don't
give that
mess. Well, if yours is 1980, mine's 1975. Mine's 1975. Y'all got first paint job, big ties. All these high equipment technology and stuff.
Hey, Keenan, I tell you what I do. We'll give you the back tie, and you get test, and we're going to turn out the trailer.
I'm driving here, okay?
Say what now? Say it again.
Say it again, right?
We'll give you the back tie.
Say it one more time.
Say it over here.
We'll give you the back tie. And we won't test. You can test and compare, and we're going to turn off trim.
No, I ain't doing that. That's your home track, man.
Man, we ain't been doing track all year. That car has zero fans in Buzz Creek this year.
And Buzz Creek probably one of the best looking tracks in the track y'all been on this year.
Huh?
I said Buzz Creek's probably better than any track y'all ever been on this year.
Well, the car ain't been to the track but twice this year. It went to Outer Banks. And when the corner you beat, you made one pass. So the car ain't even
ran.
Well,
we're equal then. We're equal. My old caller bitch to track twice. Virginia, Maryland.
Yeah.
So we're equal. So we're still in the same playing field.
Man, I just told you, man.
You give me the break. Give me the break. I'm the break.
Well, you can stop asking for that. That ain't happening.
Man,
like,
come on, man.
That was mine. Mine was $150.
You can get
don't
the
hit me. Don't hit me in the middle. One on one.
Then we get back to
the
hotel.
No,
like,
man.
Can't
do that.
You can't. Craig, I might try that, Greg. I'll try that.
Yeah, can't one on one. Can't do that.
Give me that. Keenan, that might be in your favor there, Keenan. The back tie and the clear.
No, man, can't do that.
No, and Keenan, anything in Keenan's favor has got to say gimme.
It was almost my middle name. Almost, my mama told me it was almost my middle name.
Yeah, it got to be a gimmick, JP. Anytime he wants the back tie so bad, but he can run the man head up, go bet 500 on the gap. God damn.
Hey,
you can't hate the player, man.
You
got to
hate the game, man.
The only thing I got to tell you, though, anything can happen.
You're right. You
You're right. That's why anything can happen. That's why the horses should give me the break.
Hello?
Yeah.
Man, you
know
what? Man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It's burning up, man.
I've been sitting here listening
all night, and I ain't said nothing because, you know, I'm on a day-by-day situation, so if I come up there, I'm not going to file a note to Friday, depending on how my situation is with my woman. But I've been sitting here listening to Keenan. He can't get no race worked out. If I can make it up there Saturday, I got a race, buddy. I got a small block car. All right, this should be an easy one for you. You give me one and one.
There you go.
Man, Keenan the pass out.
Yeah.
He didn't hit a corner right. Kind of locked in, he just fell off.
Damn.
Hello?
Here you go.
Oh, man. Jimmy, you call his number
back right now. Yes, so that number out of service.
Hey, man. Kieran, the look away.
He's still on here. No, that 847 still on here. He just.
Well,
a small block.
Small block forward and made a run in the woods.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I figured that'd be an easy race for him, you know. I won't go say nothing because, like I said, I won't know till Friday for sure if I come up there. It depends on my situation at the house. But he seemed like he's having a hard time running a car head up to set just like him. Well, I got a small block. Give me the back tiny clip.
Mm.
Damn. He done fell off. He done jumped out. Damn.
I ain't asked for the break. You know what I mean? For the back time to kiss.
Damn. Save me 10 and go.
No, that number is still on here. I'm going to read it off again. 847-840-9859 is still on here.
You ain't muted his mic, did it?
No, his mic is on.
God damn, you let a small block run him like that.
Nah, hey man, he's listening, but he just ain't gonna answer. But he's listening.
Well, he'll mute his phone, but I don't hear all that stuff in the background. So
he's smart.
God damn!
I think if that man that said. He was going to spot him. Oh, shit. You been on the phone right now.
Damn. Well, I got a small block. I can't spot nobody. But if I come through that gate, he give me that one-on-one, I run.
Lord, have mercy. Brian Epstein shut the radio show down tonight.
somebody call 911 and I'll get him over to the address of a fan.
God damn.
You know, I've been listening all night. You know, I don't set like the small talk off, so I can't really get into that conversation. You know what I mean? But I feel like, you know, that big block with that hog sitting up under the hood, me and him can work something out.
Hold on. Keenan said he got the boot. So he said I can't call back in. Because it's full. Hold on. We gonna get him back in here.
Oh, shit. You just said the number was up there. Look at Kenny.
It is. The 847 number that he called is up there. Hold on. He called from two numbers. He 252.
Well, tell him to hang his 84 number up there. I ain't calling enough of them.
Hey, I'm going to call him in. Hold on.
Hey, man. We said all them one-on-one with Kenny called. He wouldn't try that. You think he's going to give you one-on-one? Man, save
the
whole life. I ain't
got a small block, 417 cubic inches on one gun.
Man, save the phone line. Save the phone line.
JT.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's up, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
This French, man. I was trying to get in. I didn't know if I was on or not. I was sitting back listening.
Yeah, I'm about to get your boy back on right now.
Man, why y'all scare him like that with J.C. Carr, man?
No,
that
wasn't J.C.
Carr. That was Brian F. Carr.
That was a small talk for a scandal.
Oh, well, Ugly will be there on Saturday.
You said Ugly will be there?
Mm-hmm.
You said you directing that at me?
Who am I talking to?
This is Brian with the small block forward.
No. I'll just see if JC was willing to give us the kick.
Oh,
man.
No. Here we go.
Man, okay.
Oh,
okay. Y'all got to kill me with that shit.
Man,
you can't
put it on the phone, please. Yeah, I think JC hung up, didn't he? Yeah, JC gone.
Angels didn't call him, but that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's those stock suspension.
I thought
hold on, man. A long story short, they know what they got, and they know what he got when he come over there. Now, if he come to do a raising, then they can ask for a spot. But if they ask him for a raise, they better be ready to run his head up. Now, all
right.
If I know how both cars sit, so if you a lady got them, go off to any lane.
That's true. I mean, we've been looking for, I don't know how long, somebody to sit like a stock suspension, but that's not going to happen. It'll be the same Saturday, though.
Bottom line is, with every day, y'all going to have to go down south, man, get some raises.
JB, am I lying about that?
Oh, no, really? I'm pretty sure 21 try, y'all. He coming up here. I'm not going to do more raises.
Like I said, we'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all were talking to Tony. I know Tony tries, Tony coming to race.
We got a mouth, too, now. We don't need nobody to set a race up.
No. I'm just telling you, hands up, that he said something similar like y'all. So, if you said you couldn't find a race, I'm just telling your man going to be there to might entertain what y'all talking about. I ain't not setting a race up. I'm just trying to help you have to get a race.
I appreciate that, Pete. Just for that, I'm going to buy you some when I get there. You're going to get some meals.
If you take his call and you like what you see, you can try him. If you don't like it, then I guess you
leave him alone. So
there you go.
Yeah, there it is.
I know he's going to be there. And I'm pretty sure, you know, I think him and Snyder been running to like 10:30, so I'm pretty sure he'd do something earlier. Somebody want to do something. He knows Tony.
Hey, hold on, guys. Hey, Keenan, I'm talking to Keenan on the cell phone because I can't. Well, look, this is why. See, the show shuts off at 10 recording because it's from 8 to 10. Yeah, so
man,
I can't.
Keenan already knew at the White Hub. He already knew the show shut off.
Y'all
strict, like, y'all got a track rule. Y'all strict. If y'all in the burnout box, no matter what time it is, it cut off.
Hey, hold on, Brian. He said you just got the back tire.
Oh my God!
I get 1-1. I ain't got but
small
block.
He said 1-1. He said he's small block 1-1. He said, "Are you full tube chassis?"
Oh man!
And he's full hull.
He said you're full hull.
I told you his middle name is Gidney.
Yeah,
hey, Kenan. If you're listening right now, I don't know if it's what is it, a stock suspension car or what?
Hey, Kenan.
No, Kenan ain't got no stock suspension car.
I know Kenan. I'm talking about the guy with the small block.
No, ain't no stock suspension car. It's a small block chassis car.
Oh, I was just asking.
Yeah, it's small block chassis car.
So just the back tire, is that what, I just want to make sure for, you know. He said
hey,
you got the back tie.
No, I can't set that
Yo.
With the back tie.
Jeff Keenan, to give me the back tie and the kick with my small block man.
All right, well, hey, Keenan, Running Bear said, hell with it, he not chassis, so he said, give him the back tie and the kick with the with his car, and you got action. August 2nd.
Kenny, you got to text back fast, man.
Running Bell. You know, the white and green car Running Bell got, the Camaro. The 90, what year is it, Running Bell? 94?
94, blue and white.
The 94 blue and white Camaro.
Yeah, the one that ran
hell yeah.
Yeah,
the one that ran hell
yeah.
Kanan, I'm going to have to delete you as a friend if you don't take that.
And French said if you don't take this race, he going to delete you out of his friend list.
I got to lose him after that.
He said he want the back tie and the clear. I mean, the back tie and the kick, and you got action August 2nd. He said the back tie and the clear, Running Bell.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
JB, stop wasting your minute.
Man, hey, look, man. Hey, man, tell that man to take that car and go watch the class races with it. No. You know what? I think he's just not in his right state of mind right now. I'm going to speak up for Kenny. You said he's in Chicago, so you know it's a lot of crime and stuff. He said he was walking. So he's probably a little nervous.
Keenan, the boy talking about it. They said, go down to Ducks in September, do some class racing.
put some radios on that thing.
He said,
315.
Pete said, put some 315s on it.
Oh, Keenan, man.
Yeah, he make me feel a little bit confident now with JC, right?
Oh, hey Pete, he said if you put 315s on the Forza, you got the back tie and the brake.
Hey, we put 315s on that, somebody's going to be in trouble. I think it's going to be the person driving it.
Oh, man. I need to go have a drink to that one.
No, he got changed that name. That car can't be called Damascus no more.
Yeah, they said he got changed the name of the car, Keenan. It can't be called Damascus.
Keenan, if you're listening, this is French, man. You got a Grand Theft Auto car. It's just video realistic, man. You shooting, killing people. That's a mask on video games, man. Ain't in real life.
Mm. So what you saying, we got to get rid of Greg Mealy, is what you saying?
Man.
Yeah, all right, so we got to get rid of Greg Mealy. Now, hold on now. You got now, Keenan, you got two races on the table. You got two small blocks. Now, you said one is a chassis, which it is a chassis car. Now, one is not now. One is, it's a back half Camaro.
Keenan, take your time and think about it.
He said, "This is the final offer." He said that Brian Epps got the back tie, and he said that Running Bear got the back tie and the clear. That's it.
Talk to him 2 years from now on a Thursday.
Don't call back in next Thursday.
Them boys said don't call back in next Thursday. They said don't call back in next Thursday.
Ask how much you want for a turnkey. He ain't gonna know the race.
No, all of them actually. It's about four or five of them. They said you are not allowed back on the radio show.
Hey, look, Tequila, I got two words for him. For sale.
Oh, damn.
Tell them shoot up a price, turnkey.
They said they got two words.
For sale.
Running Bear.
Yeah.
Who is that?
This French.
Hey, Brian Epps. Here we go. This is the last offer. He said off the trailer. No, but listen. Off the trail at MIR, August 2nd, you got the back tie and the clear. You got the back tie and the clear.
10-4.
He said 10-4. He said he'll. Now, he did say, I got to say this, Keenan,
He said Friday he going to let us know because, you know, he got, you know, take care of some stuff. But if he...
Hey, Brian, I ain't a Ford man, but both of y'all Ford, let me get in that pot.
Hey, Brian, that Pete, he said if you need a permission slip, he can help you with that.
Well, tell him it's more like a baby issue. Hey, ain't a permission slip.
No, he got childish, man.
Well,
man, so.
Well, you know, my girlfriend, she died. She's starting to die late, so I'm gonna see what
she's doing. Oh, he about to have a child, man. Oh, yeah, he got, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be a nice baby present.
He said that baby present from the masker might be nice. He might get him a Ford Mustang onesie, huh?
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, you tell that off the trailer work for me.
Matt, is that both of them off the trailer or one of them off the trailer?
He said both cars off the trailer. He got the back tie and the clip.
Then both.
Man, ain't that something right there, man? I don't know, the same reason Kenny car he wouldn't take it. Ain't that something?
Pete said he offered you the same race as Kenny's car.
But real, his chance of winning either one is slim to none, so keep on this small move.
Pete, what'd you say?
He said he said he only got a conventional 565 right now, so you got to wait.
Greg
said he won a side bet on you and Brian Epps, so don't back down.
Man.
Hey, he said you're going to be broke by the time with all your side bets.
Man, tell him answer the question. We can put the money out coming through the gate.
He said answer the question. He said y'all got a side bet. What's the bet?
All right.
He said, what's the bet? How much? And what is it?
A 20-piece chicken nugget from McDonald's.
Pete said a 20-piece chicken nugget from McDonald's, an apple pie, a sundae, and a large Sprite.
That's what he just said. That's what he just said. They said the same thing, but a McFlurry.
There you go. That's the big Pete. We on the same page, and I'm about to go get one now.
Tell him we can do the 400 on the side.
Okay. Tell him to give you the break. Now, Kenny ain't gonna give you no break. I can tell you that right now.
Man, tell him sit down, man. Ain't about to hear all that bullshit.
But Lord have mercy. Like I said, Brian, don't say that this is locked in because the man got one on the way. But he already said if he find out that he can do it, he on that ass.
If he come through that gate,
yeah.
So can we just go ahead and put this out there? August 2nd will be a good one.
Oh, here we go. Keenan said it's a shame. He got to run a chassis car with a 3,000-pound backhand. Oh,
hey, man, I got a little teeny motor. If we switch motors, then I give him the brakes.
Somebody go in and get that man some baby wipes.
They said you need baby wipes, Keenan.
Hey, Keenan, if you're listening, I ain't the person set up.
If Keenan keeps crying, so what's the difference?
If Keenan keeps crying shit from Brian Baby, come on, Keenan, have a tear to cry with.
the boy's hard on you right there, Keenan.
Man, I'm going to tell you.
Man, you got to be hard on Keenan, because that's he going to be the world now.
Hey, look, now.
This is straight out of his mouth. He said he not bringing. He said y'all ain't even got to bet no money. He said he gonna bring you a couple of bottles of Similac and some Wick.
Enough.
Hey, look.
Tell him I got
44 double D's. Got plenty of milk. He said he got a set of 44 double D's. Got plenty of milk. Oh, Lord. Man, y'all. Hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all, both of y'all. If that one go down, that ain't going to be no gap.
No, that'll be a good race.
That's going to be a damn good race. Lord, have mercy.
But one thing for certain, two things for sure, I'm going straight down the boulevard.
Man,
yeah.
It's going to be a massacre. Hey, look, it's going to be a massacre. And I ain't got my name to call you.
Hey, still me.
Yo,
but Brian will be getting his ticket when the massacre just called me.
Oh, shit. Greg Miller said Brian gonna be getting his ticket when you just get across the finish line. Damn, man.
It's gonna be a massacre, and I ain't thought my name to call either. It's gonna be a massacre on the other side.
Hey, he said, Greg, you need to stop jumping on them bandwagons and go to Advance and get JC some paint.
Hey, man, I've been with Brian S., man.
I'm waiting for him to ride CJ.
Hey, look,
but that's going to be funny. When JC get that paint and get in that back tire and blow his ass out, then he really going to suck. That's what I tell you.
Pete said once JC car get paint and he blow that ass out, you really going to be fucked up.
he probably be.
I'm a bet y'all on the phone. So when JC get pink key, there ain't no reason.
No. Could have a JC beat
on shit. Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all ain't going to want to hear this one. He said the only way that's going to happen if he get a bad crew and they line him up crooked.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't line him up, though. It wasn't my fault.
Pete said he didn't line him up, so it won't his fault.
Hey, tell him a win is a win. Loss is a loss.
And I ain't going to say who did it. The name was J.P. said it.
Y'all wild, man.
Y'all wild, man. I got to cut this shit off, man. This shit recorded.
Well, I hope they get this on camera. August 2nd going to be live.
Huh?
Well, you ain't got to worry about
He didn't line the car, so
I wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't even check.
But I know who did.
That's fucked up, Pete.
Y'all boys.
I ain't saying nothing. Hey,
JV.
Yo.
He gave Brian what he wanted. What was his problem with?
That's true. That's true. You didn't give Brian Epps what he wanted. Running Bell said, "Can he get his deal?"
That's too much pressure on him at one day, Running Bell. That's too much.
He has a back half small block on one system, and he said, "Can he get the back tie and the brake?"
If you don't take that,
he said he hasn't seen the car, so no.
He's the same one that ran Hell Yeah.
But see, he don't know that race. Keenan won't dare, so.
Yeah, but they was at the track the same night together. I seen his car, seen Running Bear car. I mean, both of them was at William Brown race.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You were at William Brown race. You remember Running Bear's blue and white Camaro that ran top notch?
I ran top notch.
Hey, look, that brake is
I tell you what,
hey,
I'm going to make it easy for you. Do you remember Tony Bynes' old Camaro?
The Dud.
Nope. The Dud. The 94 Camaro Tony had. Old car. So you running, so you talking about old cars. This car old. Old car, heavy.
Tell him he remember J.C. Randall. He'll remember that.
It was, no, it was an old Camaro, 94 Camaro. Yeah, it was. Now you know, see? Now you know. That car. It got a small block, one system. He wants the back tie and the kick. Well, hey, I tell you like this. I tell you, you come in August 2nd, right? I got somebody that may just entertain you. Got a Chevy 2 Orange Nova.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know
everybody on this phone.
He's talking about Henry P.
I'm talking about Henry P.
Yeah, Henry P. already asking for a race.
Oh, Lord. He said Henry P. changing motor just because of the mask. God damn.
Well, tell him I just got finished whooping Henry P.'s ass, and I'd be glad to whoop up on his ass.
Lord, have mercy. Running back said he'd be glad to whoop up on your ass.
Hey, but y'all, man, I'm ready to get off this joint, man. I'll holler at y'all in a second, man.
Yeah, I'm about to hop off in a little bit too. I want to hear before we get off here. So Running Bear, the only thing you can give him is what? He can get the kick. That's the only thing he can give you.
Look, I told him what I need, and I think I can win with that. That ain't a given. So I need what I think I can have.
Yeah,
but
if he ain't willing
to give it to me, then I mean that's on him. But I need the back tire and the kick, and we got action.
He said he need the back tire. You might as well look. If you gonna give him the kick, you might as well go on and give him that back tire. It really ain't even. The back tire. All right. So he said either the back tire and the clear, or just the kick.
Live with that.
He said he can't live there, man. That's just, you know, that's being honest, man. That man said he can't live there.
Terra Keenan, I'm going to go add him on Facebook tomorrow.
Hey, Keenan, the boys from the DMV Grudge page said your ass is going to be gone on tomorrow. and Brian Epps said, definitely, he ain't going to talk about one thing I know about him, he ain't going to talk about it, keep talking about it. If that man, baby, hasn't hit that, you know, come out that tunnel by Friday, your ass is on grass. I can tell you, Keenan, now, hold on now. He said Keenan's response is he got a John Deere lawnmower. He can cut grass.
Okay.
All right. So, well, fellas, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm gonna hit this. You know, hit this bed because I think I'd be up at 6. But it was great talking to y'all. And Keenan, as you know, August 2nd is only actually a week away now. So this coming to an end now. You gotta, you know, and you're gonna be face to face with JC and Greg Mealy. So you better get ready.
Ask him, is he coming with the conventional head?
look,
that dude will lock that in.
Hey, Brian Epps said if you come with a conventional head, you might can get you might don't have to give up all that. If you come with a conventional head 565, you might not have to give him all that. Yeah. Okay. All right, so you go by. You go pop the hood and let him see that 565.
Yeah, stop that bullshit.
He said he don't know how to pop the hood.
You don't know how to
pop. I didn't know how to pop the hood either with that big ass hog in there.
Well, hey, like I said, hey, you know, by next week, hopefully by next Thursday, Friday, you'll know if, you know, that race go down, but I mean, I don't know how much y'all want to do it for or whatever, but, I mean, you know, Brian, from what I know, he ain't somebody that try to put the money way out there to not get no race. So, yeah. Yeah, that's
he ain't gonna buy no race. So hey, you know that this is gonna be. I think this is gonna be a good one. And Pete said, you know, Pete, he betting with you.
Tell him
I ain't
buying no side
pocket. Oh, so if ho. So let me get this right. If Pete bet with you, then Kenny can get his race. Oh, so bet with you and Kenny give you the break. Well, that won't happen. I'm sorry to say that one, Keenan. I know that myself. But like I said, I'm about to get up off here. Hey, you have fun out there. I was just in that area you in, so you have fun out there. But next week, your ass is grass now. All right, well, you go get that club cadet because you're going to need it. But I'm going to talk to y'all boys next week, man.
All right, Joe.
All right.
All right, fellas.